Just a couple of verses from Matthew 11. Just a couple of thoughts. Verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Again, we see the closeness of the relationship between the Father and the Son. Mm. And here is one of the times in Scripture where we see the Lord praying to his Father. They're wonderful, those prayers that are recorded. And this is a short one. And he's thanking the Father that these precious truths are given to not the clever people, but to babes. It's not our wisdom that's brought us to bless him. And if we're prepared to be simple, like little children, we can get a blessing from our God. And the Lord Jesus is grateful to his Father that we're able to receive the things of himself. And you get in these two verses things that are beyond our understanding, but they're both true, that God chooses us, his sovereign election, because it says, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. We only know God because he's, through his Son, revealed himself to our hearts. It's not of ourselves, it's all of him, chosen in Christ. But then the very next verse brings the challenge and our responsibility. The appeal, come to me, all you that are labour and heavy laden. And we'd be reminded how the world's getting such, and Christendom's getting such, that we've got every reason to be more weary and heavy laden. But what's the answer? To come to him. Mm. And that wonderful rest that he wants for all his own, it's in the person of the Saviour.
Amen.
There was a closing prayer by our brother Alan Worsley.
Our gracious Father, we do thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for the exaltation of Christ. Thank thee for the way that thou hast been declared in him.
Amen.
And how we have been drawn into thine affections too. We feel the profundity of Scripture, and we respect the eating and the drinking, and we realize how we are to be built up and strengthened by the love of Christ.
Yes.
And so we just ask thee to bless us as we go our several ways, and help us to consider what we've been taught as we have listened, and we thank thee that we can hear thy voice and be built up and strengthened, as we also sang in our hymn that we are training to dwell before thy face.
Yes.
So we bless thee and give thee our thanks and our praise and our worship. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.